Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2. And good evening, world. How's everyone doing? Hello to my Facebook followers, my Twitter fans, and all our readers. This is Dan from the Blind Taste Test. Hope everyone's having a good night tonight. I am. I'm sitting here watching the World Series, which is a little more interesting than I thought it would be. It's definitely a little more emphasis on the offense, especially with St. Louis. And I'm still mourning the loss of my Yankees. We did make it, of course. But now, there are things to look forward to in the future. Mainly, my LMSW exam is finally going to happen. Scheduled for the 1st and 2nd of November. So I'm studying like crazy for it. And I plan to just pass it on the first shot and look for a job after that. Also, at the opposite end of the spectrum, it's got my new Monopoly board in Braille. It looks pretty awesome to me. All the cards are brailled, all the money's brailled, and of course the whole board is entirely in braille. So it's on now. If you want to come over and play, let me know, and I'll win. Just kidding. Anyway, a couple other things I just wanted to touch on. I finally made it to La Durée. La Durée is a macaron shop that I originally went to in Paris, but they opened up the first store here in the States around my birthday in August. The store opens up here in Manhattan, and I really wanted to go from day one, but there's been nonstop lines. It's so hard to get in. So I finally went yesterday. I went at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and yes, there was a line outside. There was a line of about, I'd say, 10 to 15 people outside, and it's not really a big store. It's a pretty cramped space, so it was a long wait, but it was definitely worth it. Once you get in there, there's a long, long counter display filled with different flavors of macarons. And it's really hard to explain what it is, what a macaron is, if you never tasted it or even felt it. I'm starting to think of the example of an Oreo. So if you're blind, for example, think about an Oreo and how there's the top and bottom cookie and the filling in the middle. That really just trivializes the whole thing. It's like a cookie/pastry, and it's supposed to be, when you bite into it, it's supposed to be very light and airy and crunchy, and there are different types of fillings you can get. So the first one I tried yesterday was a raspberry filling, and oh my God, it was so incredible. It was, how to just describe it? The filling was light, and the raspberry seeds just stood out. Some places you get raspberry filling, and it just tastes like cream or jam. This was just so authentic. And then the outside cookie part, that's really a part that's always so tricky to me, because I've tried about 9 different macaron establishments here in the city. And most of them get the cookie part wrong. They make it taste too chewy. And these La Durée, they're perfect. It's just when you bite into it, it breaks immediately. It starts to crumble. It's that crisp. And again, I'm not doing the best job of describing it, but go there and try it for yourself. I'm telling you, it is worth it. So the raspberry was great. Also, the chocolate was excellent. It was a little surprising. I bit into it, and I was not overwhelmed. I didn't think it was a really strong chocolate flavor, but the more I actually tasted it, the more the chocolate flavor emerged from it, and I was really, really happy by the end. I could just sit there eating a lot more macarons. Anyway, I'm not sure if I'm going to actually write up a physical review for this, but definitely try it out. It's on Madison Avenue between 70th and 71st here in Manhattan. You can take the 6th train to 68th or 77th, but that's just further. And go for it. The other thing is that I have a big project coming up here. I'm going to be taking a trip down to the exhibit called Dialogue in the Dark. Dialogue in the Dark is an exhibit where obviously you and the rest of the crowd are in the dark, and there's a blind leader. And I suppose, I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen, but this person takes you through the day in the life of someone who's blind. And according to the website, it's supposed to help you to find reflection and to look into deeper understanding of what it's like to be blind and show the need for communication and cohesion. That's great. That all sounds very nice. I'm just a little more jaded. So as soon as I heard about this, I was thinking, no, this is not a good idea. And I'll tell you why. I don't want to spoil this because I do plan to write an article after I go to this thing, but I'm just thinking that if you're sighted and all of a sudden you're immersed in the darkness, you are going to be scared out of your mind. You're not going to know what to do, and it's not really the best environment to reflect on this. It's just sort of an environment to scare you and not to help you think about what it's like to be blind. And, you know, I talked it over with some of my friends and colleagues, and some of them were saying, no, you're wrong, it'll be great. And people come up to me on the street, oh my God, I went to that Dialogue in the Dark thing, you must be so scared. You're so brave because you're blind and you live like that every day. And that's the wrong reaction. That's not what I wanted to hear. My main goal as someone who's blind is to educate other people about the reality versus the myth of being blind and to essentially erase some of these stereotypes and misconceptions. So I hope that when I go to this Dialogue in the Dark, I will see for myself what happens. Maybe I'm the one who's wrong. Maybe it will be enlightening for everyone. I don't know, but I plan to go to it and report back to all of you. I feel like I'm a sociologist with this. I feel like it's my duty to sort of observe and research this and try to come back with a clearer reality of the whole situation. I like to think of myself as an advocate for the blind, and I'm not sure this is the best thing. I'm not sure this is the most beneficial type of exhibit, but again, let's keep it positive here, and hopefully something very great will come out of this. And along with me, Maureen from visiontheword.org, she'll be there. She's the one who wrote up the great interview about me earlier on the summer. And it's going to be a really good thing. So, thank you for your time. My name is Dan, the Blind Food Critic, once again. And have a great night. Thanks. Bye.